ancient tarot, it means strength. It stands for wealth in Chinese. It's the number of the planets that our solar system has left. Now that Pluto couldn't hack it, cause it didn't have the heft. Eight is the number of a center fielder. Eight is the number of pawns in chess. Eight is the number of sides in a stop sign. How many bits are in a byte? You guessed it, eight.
Out of Seattle, Washington, with eight is a number, and it is a number.
It is. This is true. It's one of several.
Great number. You could even say a very large number. An infinite number.
I think several counts as, like, infinite.
Yes. Love and Rockets did No New Tale to Tell. Jesus Jones, Right Here, Right Now. Learned recently that the current Waco Brothers bass player also plays with the current incarnation of Jesus Jones.
Cool.
The Boogers did I'm So Glad I Got Teeth. I Am Also Glad I Got Teeth. Mm-hmm. And Joey Ramone started off that little set with What a Wonderful World here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up before the end of the show. In fact, right after the break.
Oh.
Parker Woodland, two-thirds of Parker Woodland's going to call in. We'll chat with them. And we'll premiere a brand new song from them. It's pretty cool. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 989. Bill Childs with you, and we are joined via Zoom by two-thirds of Parker Woodland. We have Aaron Walter and Carrie Cinquina. How are y'all today?
Great. Thank you so much for having us, Bill.
It's great to have you here. Carrie, you're a relatively new member of Parker Woodland here with the new album. Tell us about sort of your history in Austin and in music.
Oh, gosh. Music. I've been playing music since I was 8 years old, so I've been around for quite some time. Been playing drums since I was 12. Been in a rock band since I was 14.
Perfect.
And started out in California, moved here to Texas in 92. It was something special, so we moved here, sight unseen, just moved into town, kind of just hit the ground running with the band I was in at the time. And then over time, it just morphed into where that kind of band, you know, broke up. And then I started playing with Meg Henches. She's been around for quite some time and had a lot of fun with her. Great music. Absolutely adore her. And then got into with Butch County, and that's how I met Aaron. So was with Butch County for, oh, many, many years. And then Aaron joined us. Oh, when was it, Aaron? It was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. I always tell people that Parker Woodland has a rhythm section that even though our band is only about to be 5 years old, the rhythm section has been together for a decade. So it's pretty special. Yeah, really happy to have Carrie in the band now.
That's awesome.
Right. And when kind of Butch County slowed down on the playing, Erin was like, you know, doing her, well, I need a voice. I need to do my thing. She was writing some really great songs. So she started doing that. She got the original kind of lineup of Parker Woodland together.
Basically, the pandemic happened.
Yes, some stuff happened.
Stuff went down.
Yeah. And then so I played some shows with her, just a few. There's a handful. And then kind of Parker Woodland then like slowed back down and kind of took its little turn. And that's when you got with Andrew and it just kind of morphed into this new, what you see now, right? Because before it was, you know, the songs were just a little more mellow and stuff. And then it kind of came back around. She hooked up with Andrew and it took off from there. And I'm a rock girl. I mean, I am a rock girl. I grew up, you know, listening to rock, heavy metal. Rush is my favorite band of all time. So, but man, this has been great. I absolutely love playing with Aaron and these songs are just killer. They're just, they've got so much to say in each one. And I just really enjoy playing with her, Andrew, and just these songs are great.
Yeah. And the song we're here to chat about is the new single coming out about a week from now. It's called Make Up. The party will be at Coco Coquette in Austin a week from now on June 9th at 5:00. Aaron, you want to tell us a little bit about this song?
Absolutely. So I think the last time I was on the show, you asked me if I was ready to play it, and I really wanted to, but I was like, I got to check with the band. So we're finally ready to put this song, Makeup, out as our first single for our new album, our first full-length album. And so we're going to have a party that's presented by the Sims Foundation. That the Sims Foundation works for musician and music community, mental health, and recovery. And it's a Pride Month single, and it's called Makeup. So we thought we would throw a party at Coco Coquette, which is one of my favorite spots. Sometimes you'll see me on stage in wigs. I wore a wig for Rock the Park that we did with you last year. And those are always from Coco Coquette. They're beloved by a lot of my friends who are drag artists. And this song was sparked from a child sign outside of the governor's mansion in a protest for trans kids' rights and healthcare. And this child was holding a sign that said, I'm not ready to die yet. And it just crushed me. And I just held that child on my heart. And, you know, I am the mom of a queer kid and part of a community of lots of queer and trans and non-binary kids and people, you know, being in Butch County, that's our community. And so this song comes from that. And it takes that sort of sad but fierce declaration and tries to create some flame that, you know, you are who you are and you should be celebrated for who you are. And the song kind of builds into that moment.
Yeah. It's a wonderful anthem sort of, and I know anthemic rock is sort of your buzzword right now. And I think that's exactly right. I love the line. It's your party now, you know who you are. And it's so great. And as a parent of a couple of queer kids myself, thank you for doing it. The song is called Makeup. The new album comes out. What's the name of the album? I don't remember if I know.
There's No Such Thing as Time.
There's No Such Thing as Time. Comes out in September on Flack Records, recorded by the mighty Matt Parmenter, formerly of Quiet Company, one of my favorite bands, and produced by Brent Baldwin. I can't wait to hear it. I hope you'll come back and chat about it at the time. Again, the party is June 9th, Coco Catan in Austin, 5:00. Information about it on your website, I suspect, or at least your social media.
Yes, parkerwoodland.com and on Instagram and other places at Parker Woodland Band. It's going to be free, but we'll take donations for Sims. There's going to be pizza. There's rumors of tacos. We'll take care of you. It's going to be lots of fun.
That'll be great. Get out there for it. Thanks for calling in, Carrie and Aaron. And here is Parker Woodland, the mighty Parker Woodland, I'll say that as well, with their new single, Makeup.
So lonely in a crowd. Nothing helps. You're always trying, and it gets so tiring. So you call your mother from upstairs. Say, call me by my new name. You just keep trying, but you get so tired.
thing, you know who you are. And you don't owe them anything, you know who you are. And you don't owe them anything, you know who you are. And you don't owe them anything, you know who you are. 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 And you don't owe them anything.
Butterfly and Parker Woodland, world premiere of their song Makeup. Lovely of them to call in and chat about that. And it's a great song here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Yeah.
Music here from Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers. We got to see Laura Jane Grace. Well, not Liam.
Yeah.
But Liam's sibling, Ella, and her girlfriend, Audrey. We got to go see Laura Jane Grace over the holidays.
At Cloudland, right?
At Cloudland, which is a super cool venue.
Oh, it is.
But you've seen Against Me.
I have,
and
yes.
I did not.
That was a really cool. That was a really cool show in Austin back at the Mohawk with my mom and Skylar. Oh, hi, yeah. Skylar.
Hey, Skylar.
You're not listening.
Probably not. Anyway, here is Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers with Screamy Dreamy.
Thank you. and a large flat tail. I could chew chump chew out of any jail. I'm a muddy large rodent, but not like a rat. Fur so pretty, I'd look great on a hat. Well, please don't go and make a hat out of me. I'm too busy working, chopping down trees. You see, a beaver dam, you got a lot to give. It's not just a lodge, it's where I live. Yeah, I chomp, chomp, chomp every night and day, just making my dams where my family can stay. Yeah, I chomp, 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 but don't think I'm doing wrong. I'm helping save the earth, so let's sing along. Well, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Will I chomp, chomp, chomp? Yeah, chomp, chomp, chomp. We help store water. Yeah, that's no lie. Keep the ground wet. That would have been dry. Well, it might seem mean, the chomping we do, but having more water is good for me and you. Yeah, chomp, chomp. Every night and day, just making my dams where the family can stay. I chomp, 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 but don't think I'm doing wrong. I'm helping save the earth, so let's sing along. Well, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Will I chomp, chomp, chomp? Yeah, I chomp, chomp. Will I chomp, chomp, chomp? Yeah, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Will I chomp, chomp, chomp? Yeah, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah, I chomp, chomp, chomp every night and day, just making my dams where the family can stay. Yeah, chomp, 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 don't think I'm doing wrong. I'm helping save the earth, so let's sing along. Let's sing along. Here we go. Well, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Well, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Well, I chomp, 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 yeah. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Oh, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Well, I chomp, chomp, chomp. Yeah, and I chomp, chomp, chomp. Well, I do chomp. I love to chomp. I can chomp, chomp, chomp all day long.
Weird to me that this is true, but this is again new music from William Shatner.
Sure.
Album is called Where Will the Animals Sleep, and it is a children's album produced by Dan Miller from They Might Be Giants, and featuring on I think at least one, maybe a couple songs, Marty Beller from They Might Be Giants.
Oh, neat.
So there you go. That song is Chomp Chomp Chomp. Strawberry Yops, part of the Austin Music Experience, did This Woman, and started off with Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers from Bot to Rot. Here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And Liam, we've reached the end of the show.
Oh, no. Well, thanks for having me on. It was nice.
Thanks for hanging out. It's always great to have you here. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com. Facebook and Instagram at Spare the Rock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. Thanks again to Parker Woodland for checking in. Their big single release party is next weekend. You can find information about that online. We start an interview show with They Might Be Giants. This week it is Shoehorn with Teeth. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. 'Cause he knows there's no such thing. He asks a girl if they can both sit in a chair, but he doesn't get nervous. She's not really there. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. 'Cause he knows there's no such thing. Tour the world in a heavy metal band, but they run out of gas, the plane can never land. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. 'Cause he knows there's no such thing. What's the sense in ever thinking about the tomb when you're much too busy returning to the womb? He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. 'Cause he knows there's no such thing. Spare the rock, yeah. Spare the rock, yeah.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.